survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Family Feud, great to have you with us tonight, where two families will battle it out for $10,000 and the chance to win a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander SUV. And all they need to do is guess the answers to some pretty easy questions. So let's meet our families right now. First up, our carryover chance from Victoria is the Kasarczyk family. Yes! Who won $10,000 last night?
Very exciting.
It was. Fantastic. It was a great moment. Just remind Australia who's on board this winning team of yours.
My daughter Jasmine and my daughter Jade and her partner Baden.
Beautiful. Great to have you guys back and ready to take them on tonight. From Queensland, let's hear it for the Sparks family.
They're all here, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all here.
Okay, who have you hand-selected of the family that's not that's here?
They weren't chosen, yes. This is my partner, Nolene, my brother, David, and my mother, Cheryl.
Excellent. Great to have you guys here. Ready for some fun, team captains? Let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name something you would find on a submarine. Fred.
The periscope.
The periscope. Close to the top.
Navy people?
Navy guys? Otherwise known as sailors. It's still a pass up there. Jesse, name something you would find on a submarine.
A driver or a captain?
Maybe. A driver?
I don't know. No.
Hey, everybody, get on board. Let's go. Let's get out of Maccas.
Someone's got to steer.
Let's start this baby up. There you go. You're clearly not in the Navy. Hey, Jade, how you going?
Good, thanks.
Oh, fun start so far. Name something you would find on a submarine.
Maybe a diving tank.
Like what you put on your back to go out and scuba dive?
Yeah.
Like a scuba dive tank?
Maybe, yeah. A tank.
First strike, I'm afraid. Baden.
Missiles.
So it's an aggressive submarine. You'd find some pretty serious attack missiles. Second strike, I'm afraid. Sparks family could steal. Time for them to think of an option. Fred.
Would have to be torpedoes.
A torpedo is what's on a submarine. I love that. Is it there? Yes, it is. Is that what you were trying to say, baby?
Yes, it was, Fred.
I thought that's what you guys might have been trying to say. Something you'd find on a submarine, Jasmine?
Well, I know that they're usually out for a long time, so I'm going to say beds.
So you've got to have a bed on board.
Maybe.
Oh. Jade.
I'm a bit stuck, but I'll go with safety equipment.
You're just having... Hey, war can be dangerous, all right? So you'll have a whistle and a light for attracting attention. What about safety equipment? Three strikes, I'm afraid. It's over to the Sparks family. Cheryl, what would you say?
Radar.
Radar's not bad. David?
Window? Maybe.
It's a bit hot under the ocean. Let's open the fly screen. Nolene.
Maybe uniforms.
I laughed at you, David, but actually now I think about it, there's actually... If you're looking at, like, coral or something and you often have a window, you're right. I was being silly, Michelle.
I think most Australians would say radar.
You'd have a radar for the steal.
How is that?
Sonar. Three. Control. Now, sonar is different. different to Radar. So it's 17 points to zero, but early days. And the family who wins tonight could go on to take home the amazing all-new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, the new Outlander sets the benchmark with safety features including active traction control, reverse parking camera sensors, and Mitsubishi's multi-communication system. Now, here's a question for everyone playing along at home. I want the top answer to this one. Name something men worry about when they get older. The answer when we all come back right here on Family Feud. We'll see you in a sec. Competing for the chance to win $10,000. The Kasarchek family are on 70 right now. Sparks yet to get on the board, but early days. And before the break, I asked, name something men worry about when they get older. The top answer was...
Hair loss!
Well done if you got it. Righto, Jasmine, Nolene, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you associate with a waiter. Jasmine.
Food?
Food is good. Pass or play?
Pass.
Pass. Cool. Name something you associate with a waiter.
I'll say service.
Service. Good service, good waiter. Yeah. Cheryl?
Drinks.
Drinks is good. Drinks is great. What kind of family is the Sparks family?
A random one, I would say. My mum's probably the most interesting out of all of us, but she has this habit of saying the wrong words or pronouncing things wrong. So I'll give you a couple of examples. Sorry, Mum. Beyonce.
Beyonce. What a wonderful artiste.
Yeah, she actually had your name wrong earlier this morning. It was Grant Kenya.
Yeah. Nice work.
Another one would be, the Kardashians.
Everybody knows what I'm saying.
Is it unintentional, or are you just coming up with cool new ways to say names?
Just do it for laughs.
Yeah. All right. Is she lying?
Yeah.
Accidental.
Massively lying.
Totally. Yeah. Name something you associate with a waiter. Or a waiter.
Okay. Now that you say it that way, I think I'd probably say restaurants.
Restaurants?
Yeah.
Good job. So you're a registered nurse?
Yes.
That's got to have a great deal of rewards,
yes.
I would imagine. A very fulfilling role.
Definitely, but there have been some pretty hairy times. I guess one of those times...
Hairy people?
No, well, there's hairy people too.
Yeah.
so a patient cardiac arrested and I went and did CPR, and as I was doing CPR, I felt my scrub pants falling down and they were quite low. And, of course, all you're thinking in your head is, you know, have I got the good underwear on?
Not. Does this person have a pulse
yet? While I'm active.
Do I have good undies? So you're bent over saving someone's life going, my pants are currently falling down. Who's behind me?
So I tagged out.
So you got someone else
tagged here. Out. And the person lived, by the way. That was good.
Is it? Hey, Biden. Hey, Biden. There's another pants down story.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that you're all alone on this. Apparently it happens all the time.
Happens to everyone.
Just own it, bro.
To everyone.
Just own it.
Yeah.
Good story, Nolan.
Thanks.
I have something you associate with a waiter.
I'm going to go with, I think some of them wear those little aprons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Apron. David.
They usually wear a suit, so suit.
Pretty sharply dressed, aren't they? So what about a suit on the board? Oh, second strike. All right, you guys get ready to steal. Have a think. Cheryl.
Courtesy.
Courtesy, of course, you've got to be nice to your customers, don't you? Customers are always right, so you've got to be courteous. Three strikes, I'm afraid. Righto, Baden, what would you say?
The menu.
Menu? Jade?
Maybe tips.
Jasmine?
Yeah, I'm going with tips.
Fred, great options. You're the boss, though.
I will go with the majority, and I think tips would be there.
Give me tips on the board! It does! does it. It takes their score to 133, remaining answers 8.
The bill.
Ordering.
Tray.
Or the tray. Gazarchek's in the lead on 133. Sparks yet to get some points, but this might help. You know what? She's double point time. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Jade, David, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 5 answers are on the board. Give me a word to describe tired. That was a gentle push. David?
Sleepy?
Sleepy's good.
Look at you. Fatigued?
Fatigued. Mm. Pass or play, David? Give me a word to describe tired.
Weary.
Weary.
Yeah!
Only 2 on the board right now left, which is brilliant for you guys in a double point round with no points on the board. Let's do it. Word to describe tired.
I'm thinking exhausted.
Exhausted. Yeah. Let's have a look. Yeah! One to go, Nolene.
I'm lost for words, Grant, so I'm going to say toaster. Nothing. Because I've got nothing.
Give me a word to describe nothing. Tired and toaster.
How is that robbed?
David,
yep.
Can you help us?
I'm going to go with restless.
Restless. Interesting.
Good one, Dave. It's going to be hard.
Still, it was another strike and these guys could steal. Cheryl.
How I'm feeling at the moment. Stressed.
Stressed. Give me a word to describe tired. Let's go with stressed. Ooh, number 5 is just proving too elusive. Baden.
When I'm tired, I'm grumpy.
Grumpy. Jade.
Wrecked.
Wrecked. Jasmine.
Hungover.
Okay, cool. Fred, you're the boss.
I can think of a couple that may not be suitable for this time slot, but I'll go with wrecked.
You want to go with wrecked? To see if we can knock number 5 out and get you guys a big bag of points. Is number 5 wrecked? Oh, man! Gazarchek's in the lead on 297. So close to the magic 300 mark, but we've still got a game on our hands. Do not give up, Sparks. Look, if you can't get enough of Family Feud, then find us on 10Play, where you can catch all the highlights of the show and also the bits that also don't make it into the on-air episodes. Just head to 10Play and look for the official Family Feud section and all the details you need are right there. It's triple points time when we come back, Sparks. Uh-huh. You ain't toasted yet. See what I did? Be back in a sec. Welcome back to the Gazarchek family on 297. And Sparks, I know there's a big 0 on the front, but do not be too disheartened. You look like you're crying, Michelle. No need. You know why? Because it's double, triple points time, even better. And it's the family who gets to 300 points in this round could win $10,000. And we're playing for triple points. Bate and Cheryl, let's play.
Good luck.
Here we go. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name something you can have engraved. Baden?
Trophy.
A trophy could be engraved. Cheryl?
A watch.
A watch. Ooh, well done. Pass or play. She's going... What do you mean we're going to play? It's funny what happens when people are stressed and under pressure, isn't it?
Yes.
Have you found it easier or harder than you thought?
Definitely harder.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people who sit at home who go, oh, I know all the answers. I shout them out at the television all the time.
We were those people.
You were those people? Yeah. So tell the rest of the country what it's like to play.
It's awful.
Name something you can have engraved.
I think the most common one would be jewellery.
Jewellery's a good answer. Yeah. Ooh.
Choose this time bracelet.
Bracelet's good. A little message. A little, little I love you or something
yes,
on there.
Yes,
bracelet's
nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Very cute. How about you, David?
I think they engrave tombstones nowadays. Yeah.
Like nowadays?
Yeah, I think so.
Not
Since
in the early
I've been
days.
Alive or something.
Yeah. Tombstones. Oh.
That's been a top answer.
You guys are having the best time in the world at the worst time, and then back to the best time. It's like a huge seesawing affair. Cheryl. Mm. Name something you can have engraved.
A tin cup.
Tin cup. First strike, it's okay. Michelle?
I would say, ring.
We seem to like that answer. Let's see if it's on the board. Whoa! Can you kind of feel a little victory coming along here? There's only one on the board. It's number six. You're currently zero. It's a triple point round. This could get you back into the game.
I know that you don't engrave toasters, so I'm going to go with a necklace. Yeah.
Necklace. Is number six a necklace? Yes! Oh, man. Look at the sweet relief over here. They are partying like they won, but sadly, no one is yet at 300 points, so it's not quite over just yet. We're going to sudden death, so team captains to the podium.
Good luck. Thank you.
Is this feeling like the game that just won't end?
I know. My heart's racing.
There is only one answer on the board here, and it's worth triple points right now. Whoever wins sudden death is going to win the game and becomes tonight's champion family. Best of luck to the both of you. We surveyed 100 people, and the top answer is on the board. Name a vegetable that can be snap frozen. Michelle?
Carrots.
Is the top answer... For the win, carrots. No. Name a vegetable that can be snap frozen, Fred.
Peas.
Is peas the top answer? Yeah. And they have done it yet again. Judge X are our champions one more time. Oh, Michelle. Sparks, Nolly. David, Cheryl. Oh, that was weird. We had fun, didn't we? Not have fun with these guys. You guys gave it everything and it went down to the wire. You cool?
Yeah, we're cool. Thank
you. All right, we're going to make sure you don't go empty-handed. We're going to give you a $1,000 gift card from Home Timber and Hardware to share between your Home Timber and Hardware. Go where the tradies go. Nice?
Awesome.
All right, up top. We loved having you. Good times. Judge X, who's playing Fast Money?
The boys are back.
They decided that last night was obviously a winning combination, a dynamic job by the both of you to collect $10,000. Let's turn it to 20.
Absolutely.
Let's start by sending you that way, and we'll be back to do Fast Money on The Feud next.
Well done, Fred. Nice.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Time here in The Feud. Let's see if the Kasarchek's family can win some cash. Now, if you and Baden get 200 points or more between you, you'll win another $10,000.
Baden
is now...
Unreal.
Yeah, I thought you'd be happy with that. Oh, he's doing like a little brain test, getting his grey matter exercise so he can fire on all cylinders when he comes out. I'm going to ask you five questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer, OK? Now, if you pass, we'll come back if there's time and the clock starts at the end of the very first question. You ready?
Yep.
20 seconds on the clock, please, and good luck. Name someone you would be embarrassed to swear in front of.
My mum.
Name something you associate with Shrek.
Fiona.
Name something you see at a cemetery.
Graves.
Name a food people stir when cooking.
Stew.
Name someone who knocks on your door.
Postman.
Just out of time, I'm afraid. Let's turn around. Let's do it for the guitar checks. Name someone you would be embarrassed to swear in front of. And you said?
My mum.
Your mum. Survey says 30. Great start. Name something you associate with Shrek. You said his partner, Fiona. Survey says 12. What about something you see at a cemetery? You said there's graves there. Survey says 35 is good. Name a food people stir when cooking. You said stew. We need this to be a strong one because you didn't answer the last question in time. Survey says 4. Okay, name someone who knocks on your door. Didn't answer, no points. But 81 is very healthy indeed. Well done, Fred. Head back to the band to clear the board. Mate, you did 119 points for $10,000. So we're feeling pretty good, yeah? Can ask you the same 5 questions. You're the second player and it's a little trickier, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds. Now, if you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound and I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Fred's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. Time starts from the end of the first question, mate. Good luck.
Thank you.
Name someone you would be embarrassed to swear in front of.
Your mum.
Try again.
Dad.
Name something you associate with Shrek.
Pass.
Name something you see at a cemetery.
Tombstone.
Name a food people stir when cooking.
Pasta.
Name someone who knocks on your door.
The Seven Days Adventist people.
Name something you associate with Shrek.
Fiona.
Try again.
Donkey.
Whoa! Just got it in. It's fast, isn't it?
It is very quick.
Name someone you would be embarrassed to swear in front of. You said, Dad, the survey says 25's a great start. Top answer was Mum. We need 94 for $10,000. Name something you associate with Shrek. You said,
Donkey.
That's how you say it too, isn't it?
Donkey.
Survey says 23. The top answer was Green. 71 now. Name something you see at a cemetery, you said?
Tombstone.
Great movie too. Survey says 32. Graves was the top answer. That was Fred's. So we need 39 now for $10,000. Name a food people stir when cooking. You said?
Pasta.
Confident?
Let's go with yes, I am.
Yes, let's do that. Survey says. Top answer was soup. Oh, so yes. Still 37 from the final answer. Oh. This is cool, this is cool. Name someone who knocks on your door. I think you said Seventh Day Adventist.
That's the one.
Okay. We need 37 or more for $10,000. Are we feeling lucky?
No.
Survey says. No! Really good try. The top answer was sales rep. They come to your door, babe. Shake my hand because that was a really good attempt, mate. Not $10,000, but $10 for every fast money. Point out and I'll be back again to do it. And take on that $10,000 one more time and maybe go on to win the car. Who knows? Stay tuned for the project. It's news for the family. I'm Grant Denyer. Have a great night. Good night, Australia.